No, said Miss Pross. It's under my arm. You shall not have it. Madame Defarge put her hand to the front of her dress and began to pull out the gun. Miss Pross looked down, saw what it was, and hit out at it wildly. There was a loud bang and a cloud of smoke, and Miss Pross stood alone, trembling with terror. All this in a second. As the smoke cleared, Miss Pross saw the lifeless body of Madame Defarge on the ground. In horror, she opened her mouth to call for help. But then she thought of the dangers this would bring for her dear Lucy. With shaking hands, she got her hat and coat, locked the door of the room, and went downstairs. As she crossed the bridge on the way to the church, she dropped the key of the locked room in the river and hurried on to meet Jerry Cruncher. As the death carts carry the condemned prisoners through the streets of Paris, crowds watch to see the faces of those who are to die. In the chairs around the guillotine, the friends of Madame Defarge are waiting for her.
Teresa! Teresa Defarge! Who has seen her? She's never missed before.
But the death carts have arrived, and the guillotine has already begun its work.
Crash!
A head is held up, and the women who sit knitting count one. The supposed Evremond helps the young girl down from the cart. He carefully places her with her back to the guillotine, and she looks up gratefully into his face.